Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event.
Today's local sports segment is going to be geared towards MMA. Coming up July 14th, Fierce Fighting Championship is going to return with a very unique event. Once again, this event will be taking place at the Carbon County Event Center. And you're going to hear and see some familiar names as we continue to talk about this event over the next couple of weeks. Joining us right now in the studio, we have Cody Bunderson, owner of Fierce Fighting Championship and also Fierce MMA and Fitness. Cody, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan. It's always a pleasure stopping by.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today because you guys have another event up and coming. In fact, it's not that far off. July 14th at the Carbon County Event Center. You're going to do something. I'm going to say it's the first of its kind, at least in the world of, should I say, sanctioned MMA. You guys are going to hold an eight-man Grand Prix tournament, and it's going to be the opening round.
Yeah, there's I would say it hasn't been done before, but, you know, on a local level, on a regional promotion, you know, in the kind of Western United States where we're trying to stand out, you know, we put together eight pro fighters, some of the best guys out here in the Western U.S., and we're going to put them in a tournament format. And what we're going to do is we're going to advance winners over the course of three different shows. So July 14th and then late October and late January, with, you know, guys who win their fights advancing to the next round. And as we go through the tournament, the prize money gets bigger, and so does we're actually doing bonuses for these pros now. So if you finish the fight, whether it's in TKO, a knockout, or submission, you're gonna get a bonus. So we're encouraging guys to go for the finish, you know, not to sit back, you know, take someone down, hold them down, or just kind of, you know, play a strategy or play a point game. You know, you're going to get some pretty big prize money for going for that finish. And so that's why we decided to add in that bonus money, put on more exciting fights for the fans on the pro level. And you know, at the end of the day, if whoever wins the tournament, if they finish every single person through over all three shows, they're going to walk away with $12,000.
Wow.
So
I guess in comparison, for those who maybe aren't too aware of what these professional fighters make when they come to a regional event or a local event, how big of an increase is that when you're talking about $12,000?
Oh, it's big. I mean, you average that over three fights, you know, getting paid, you know, if
four
you
grand,
even
yeah.
average it out with $4,000. I mean, that's big money. Like, even big time shows, shows like by LFA, they're a national show. They're kind of a, they're basically, you can call it the AAA before you go to the UFC. They don't pay anything. Like, they have a thing to, you know, okay, you're going to be on national television, so that's, you know, that's value in itself right there. So we're not going to pay you very well at all. So I've had I know of guys that's fought on LFA, and we pay better than LFA, and that's coming from, you know, a national show, basically the stepping stone of the UFC. And so it was crazy when we came up with this concept and we, you know, threw it out on social media. I mean, I had guys all over the country applying for this because until you're in the UFC, and then even in the UFC, they're not paying that great on the lower level. Until you're basically a rising star in the UFC, you're not going to get paid that great of money. And so, you know, fighters still have to pay their bills. And so that's why even a lot of professional fighters, most professional fighters, unless you're in the UFC and have a very steady income coming from there, you're still working at very least a part-time job, if not a full-time job. And so this type of money can definitely, you know, aid those professional fighters in training and take care of their families and things like that to you know, help advance their careers. So we were, you know, as a professional fighter, I've seen it myself, just getting paid basically nothing to go in there and try to take each other's heads off.
Well, and you give them the incentive to take each other's head off, which that's appealing to the spectators.
Yes, especially with those finish bonuses, you know. So on that grand finale, when the guys fight for the it actually will be for our lightweight title. So in January, the two guys that are left in the tournament will be fighting five-minute rounds, and each fighter will get $2,500 to show and $2,500 to win. And then if they win it, then they get $2,500 bonus, or knock it out or submission, and they'll get $2,500 bonus, so they can walk away with $7,500 in one night.
Wow.
And so on a local and regional level, that's unheard of.
You said there was a great amount of interest from fighters, and rightfully so.
I've had guys, former UFC fighters, guys that are currently fighting in Bellator, you know, a ton of fighters, you know, except current, you know, former UFC fighters that were applying for this. And, you know, and there were some of those guys I would have loved to brought in, but we're trying to keep it as competitive as possible. And so based off of records and, you know, trying to, you know, really highlight some of these, you know, regional guys in, you know, Idaho, Utah, Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, kind of this area around here. We try to match up based off of similar records. And, you know, I have guys, you know, in the tournament that are, you know, 3-1, 4-2, 8-4, you know, pretty similar records. And for me to go throw in a guy that's had, you know, 4 or 5 fights in the UFC that has like a 22-5 record, you know, I wanted it to be competitive and give the fans what they want.
So how did you get it down? How did you narrow it down to 8 guys? Because there are a couple of familiar names that have fought on your card before. So what was that process like?
It was, you know, going, you know, looking at, you know, who's fought on our show. What do we know about each other's fighters? You know, just kind of doing a lot of research, looking up past fights of these guys, looking at their records, looking, you know, where they train. A lot of different factors played into it. But at the end of the day, we wanted to put on the most competitive fights. And so we matched up guys, took 8 guys that we thought would match up really well. And when we sat down and we looked at it, we could say, you know what? Any one of these guys could win this tournament. Like, if this guy shows up and fights his best, you know, through all three, you know, all three fights, he could easily win it. So, you know, we didn't want it to be lopsided by any means, or, you know, obviously fans and people have their favorites and people think who's going to win it. But realistically, you look at this entire tournament, any one of these guys could step up and walk away the champ.
I will say that Nate Kersley, I guess, is maybe the most interesting, just because we've seen him grow through Fierce Fighting Championship.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he was the guy as a professional started out 0-2, and now he's riding a 4-fight win streak.
Right.
You know, two of those fights, or three of those fights, which came on Fierce Fighting Championship.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy is, you know, he continues to grow and get better and better, and that's just because of how hard he works. The guy is a workhorse. He trains his butt off. He lives, you know, the lifestyle of a martial artist, eats clean, does everything that he's supposed to do. And it's been fun to watch him grow as an MMA fighter. So, you know, I'm expecting, you know, great things from him. But another guy that he's fighting, Randy Rowland, is coming from out of Denver, Colorado, out of Factory X Muay Thai. And I mean, that's a top gym in the country. You know, one of my guys, Mike Jones, was out there training for a year, and so he knows Randy really well. And Randy actually fought on our show when we had it at the Utah State Fair Park, and the guy has legit stand-up. Like, his Muay Thai is, you know, probably it's world-class. But, you know, Kersley with his wrestling and ground game, and whose stand-up continues to get better and better, and so it's a very interesting matchup. And, you know, that's... out of all the fights in the first round, I think that's my toughest one to pick is who I think might win that one.
Who do we have as the other 6 fighters?
The other 6 fighters, we have a guy named Bobby King. He's actually owner and head coach of a gym up in Layton, Utah, called KOA Kingdom, which is Knockout Athletics. He's going to fight a guy named Kerry Latimer. We had another opponent, but he had to pull out due to an eye injury. And so we had a guy named Kerry Latimer step into the tournament, who actually Nathan just fought and won a decision against only about a month ago. We have another guy, which we, I guess, technically we seeded as our number one seed, named Clay Wimmer. He's coming out of Elevation Fight Team out of Denver, Colorado, with an 8-4 record. He trains there with, you know, some of the best guys in the UFC. They're producing a crazy, you know, killer camp out of there with TJ Dillashaw, UFC bantamweight champ, and some other guys that are coming out of there. So he's going to be fighting a guy named Michael Garcia from up in basically the Boise area. But he was a Boise State wrestler, you know, D1 wrestler. Guy has phenomenal boxing, and man, that matchup right there is, whew, that's, you know, I'd have to flip a coin. You know, I still can't pick who I think is going to win that fight. And then we have a guy named Dustin Jenkins, who's training out of 4-7 up in Spanish Fork, Utah. He's going to be fighting a guy named Tanner Callen from Payson. And those guys actually used to train together for a lot of years and were former teammates. And then there was kind of a breaking off of the gym, and some guys went one way, some guys went the other way. And so that's a very intriguing matchup, having two former teammates fight each other.
Yeah. So you guys definitely have this laid out. I think it's going to be a great, great time. And on top of that, we got to throw this out there as well. You have amateur fights as well. So you're going to have 10 fights in total.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we have another 6 fights. There might even be an 11th fight. If we had 11 fights, one of the guys got injured, so we're trying to currently replace that fight. But yeah, at a minimum, you'll be seeing 10 fights on the card, those four pro fights, and then, you know, 6 to 7 amateur fights on the card.
And I know you and I have talked about this in the past. It is at the Carbon County Event Center. That's where you guys feel most comfortable. And
yes.
You guys have had a great following here. You've built up, definitely have built up a demographic here that continues to come back and support you guys.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we continue to invest in the production of the show. You know, we just bought a big light truss that's going to go above the cage, you know, shoot off crazy lights and stuff, you know, with colors. And so just really adding more production value to the show. You know, we're going to be doing a pay-per-view this time, doing a $10 pay-per-view with a good high HD streaming. And, you know, we just continue to try to build and build and build and grow the show. And, you know, love keeping it here locally because I know the fans love it. I know we love it. And we just want to continue to put on the best show that we can.
Cody, with all that being said, tickets are on sale right now. You have your choice if you want to go general admission or if you want to go VIP, and you can get those right now at FierceFightingChampionship.com.
Yes, FierceFightingChampionship.com. You can get a general admission seat, which is going to put you standing in the bleachers for $30. VIP ticket will put you down on the floor on a table. And that also comes with a meal and a drink, you know, hot dog, hamburger, kielbasa, chips and a drink. And then you can also, you know, if you and your buddies, whoever, family want to purchase a cage side table, you can purchase a cage side table for $500 that seats 8 people. And that comes with upgraded meals, which gives you 2 extra large pizzas from Big Don's and then unlimited fountain drinks as well.
Cody, it's always so much fun to get you in here. I know we got a couple of weeks before the event. We'll be talking to some of the fighters I know here relatively soon, and we'll hear back from you before the event itself. But thank you for coming in.
Yeah, Jordan, it's always a pleasure. Love chatting with you.
Cody Butterson of Fierce MMA and Fitness. And again, I think that's a great event. I'm looking forward to it this go around. Round 1 of an 8-man single elimination tournament in the Octagon coming up July 14th. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to talk NBA basketball. It appears the Spurs are finally set to move Kawhi Leonard. Will he be dealt by the end of the weekend? We'll talk to Jameson Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com about that when we return.